The White House Report.
There's great concern about what's happening in Venezuela, especially after President Trump recognized the opposition leader who has declared himself the acting president. But the current president, Nicolas Maduro, has told U.S. diplomats, 72 of them, to get out of the country. I talked to the new head of the Congressional Black Caucus, Karen Bass, about her feelings about what's happening and the safety of those who are being told they have to leave.
Yes, I'm very concerned about what I'm watching in Venezuela because I know that the situation is deteriorating, the mass migration of people out of the country, the destabilization of countries, you know, nearby. But I am extremely concerned about the U.S. policy and the U.S. stance. And with a president like we have that is so unstable and has a foreign policy that is so unfocused, I don't want to see this become a diversion and us wind up invading. And so the stage is set for that when Maduro kicked out, or at least told the U.S. State Department and other officials to leave, and then our response is, no, they're going to stay. And then does that become then a pretense to rescue them, like we rescued medical students in Grenada, which then was a pretense to overthrow the country, the government? And I think as bad as the situation in Venezuela is, I think it needs to be solved by Venezuelans. And it does not need military intervention from the United States. And so if he has said the people should leave, I think they should leave. I think our number one priority should be about the safety of the people. But the irony is that our government is in a shutdown. And so you have State Department employees who cannot come to work because they are furloughed. And so that makes the situation all the more dangerous. And so I am worried about it on two fronts. I'm worried for the people of Venezuela, and I'm worried for our very weak and unfocused foreign policy.
So how do we get them back in the 72-hour period safely in the shutdown?
Well, that's a very good question, but we can certainly do that. I mean, you know, we can send planes in and get them out. You know, the military is not furloughed. So, you know, they can absolutely go in and get them. I don't think the furlough has to interfere with them leaving. What the furlough interferes with is that you have a skeleton crew working in the embassy.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.